Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about teaching. We unwrap the gift of teaching and discover that God's desire is that we teach. In fact, His command to His disciples and to us prior to ascending back to heaven with His Father was to make disciples. As we go throughout the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything He commanded. It's a command, it's an instruction from Jesus to all of us. And while I've talked about Sunday in the message, and we'll talk about each weekday morning, there's different aspects of this gift of teaching. Some are gifted in a way that they teach publicly. They may teach occupationally. They may teach privately. But whether we like it or not, we all teach something with our life. And God's desire is that we would be more deliberate. We would pay closer attention. We would ask ourselves, what is my life teaching those who observe, those who listen, those who pay attention? So this morning, we're going to focus in, as we will each weekday morning, on a different aspect of how God wants us to teach. And today it's teach with godly wisdom. Don't just make stuff up. We can be pretty good at that. Don't just repeat what you hear. We can be pretty good at that. But listen to God, to His Spirit, to His Word. And allow the godly wisdom that He imparts to fill your teaching. Colossians 1, verse 28 says, "We proclaim Him," that is Jesus, "admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ." I don't know if you ever thought about what it would take to be perfect. Maybe you've thought about it and you've concluded you're it. I'm not sure that would be accurate. None of us are perfect. In fact, the Bible says we've all sinned. We all deserve condemnation, the judgment, the punishment of death. But praise be to God, who through Jesus rescued us. But as we teach with godly wisdom, as we teach in alignment with His Word, as we teach His instructions, we not only prepare ourselves, but we prepare those who listen to be made perfect. One day we'll be there. We'll face Jesus. We'll be made perfect. Whole, not really necessarily in a physical sense, but in a created sense. The perfection that God designed us to have from the very beginning. A perfection that more clearly reveals His image stamped within us. We ought to be working on that each day, but it's this godly wisdom that prepares us to be made, more importantly, to be declared perfect, because our sins have been washed away. We've been cleansed not just washed away and set aside, but removed from us, to be remembered no more. Now, we struggle with that. Our memory sometimes is too good on certain things. We remember what people have done to us. And sometimes an element of that is necessary, so they don't destroy us, so that they don't have free rein to mistreat us, to abuse us. But there are times where our memory holds things against others that are no longer a threat. They've genuinely repented and turned to God and been cleansed. The desires that led them to the sin against us are gone. But our mind still holds on. Sometimes deliberately, but many times in that subconscious area that we just can't seem to erase. But that's not God. Oh, if anybody could, he could. If anybody had the right to, he does. And he forgives us and he forgets. When he declares, I'm no longer holding that against you, he means it. And it's this type of godly wisdom, among other layers of godly wisdom that we find in his word, that brings us to an increasing declaration of perfection. The Bible says that we ought to be holy. Some translations actually say, be perfect as he is perfect. Holy, set apart for God's exclusive use. When we set things apart for a special occasion, we generally want it to be the best. We want it to be perfect. We want it to be just right. God says, that's how he treats us. And he has the ability to not only make us the best, but to make us just right, perfect, complete, exactly who he wants us to be. And it's through godly wisdom that we constantly need to challenge our own thinking. Sometimes reaffirming that, yes, this is in line with God. Sometimes being corrected. I've strayed, I've slipped, I've gotten off track. And it's the godly wisdom that continually brings us back to him. And we teach with that godly wisdom, knowing the right thing to say and the right time to say it, even the right tone to say it in. We can say the same words in so many different ways that carry so many different meanings that it requires godly wisdom to teach effectively, especially when we're teaching about the most important thing of all, Jesus, and how to live in relationship with him. And so today we seek godly wisdom, and we teach with that wisdom that God gives. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. It's through your love that we have any concept of what true wisdom really is. And you've revealed yourself to us through your Son, Jesus, through the Spirit that dwells within us. And in that, we see the image that you created us in. We get glimpses of that image. We begin to see it revealed more and more as we draw closer and closer to you. So God, today, fill us with that wisdom. Give us the courage to use and live by that wisdom. To not ignore it or set it aside or change it, but to embrace it and allow it to change us. And Father, at every opportunity that we have, may we apply that wisdom from your word, from your Spirit, in how we teach. So that the teaching that we do about Jesus, the proclamation that we make about his work and cleansing in our life, would be part of that process of bringing people to you so that you can make us perfect. You can make us whole and complete. So God, today we pray for wisdom. We pray that we would use the wisdom that you've already given us. Your word tells us that if any of us lack wisdom, that we ought to ask you, because you're a God who gives generously and without finding fault. You want us to seek wisdom from you, and you desire more than anything that we would grow in that and we would ask for it. So help us to ask. Help us to receive. Help us to use. Father, as we live life within this wisdom that comes from you, may we lift up Jesus as the source, the provider, the one who this wisdom is all about. That as we lift up him, may he draw all people to himself. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.